Hi everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
大家好，我是 Anna。
I am just so tired today, Anna.
What's that?
Well, we were learning about David playing this game、mm-hmm. Zombies,、mm-hmm. and he was talking about how good it was. Well, after our show yesterday,、uh-huh. I went out and I bought the game Zombies.
And?
I haven't slept in days. I've just been drinking coffee and just taking a shower in Coca-Cola to wake up more.
For the zombies?
For zombies!、Oh. I've killed 9,722 zombies in the last 2 days, and I haven't slept at all.
What does that mean?
It means I'm really tired, but I'm、oh. amazing.
See, that's why parents are so mad at playing games, you know?
Yeah, well, it's not really true. I didn't find the game. I don't think it's a real game.
We do have the game Zombies.
There's a game called Zombies? I went to the store and looked for it, but they didn't have it.
Maybe it's an online game.
Oh, that's true. I never thought about that. Anyways, we're talking about David. He had a pretty good summer. The first part was hard. Remember, he was working. But he took the money he made, he bought a computer game, and he went a little bit crazy. When we left him, he played for 8 hours without eating, drinking, or going to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And his mom was not happy.So let's find out what's going on with David, his summer, and the PC or computer, video game, whatever, zombies. Check it out.
David's daily life. Nightmare before school.
This morning, I woke up and went straight to the living room to play zombies. Mom was sitting on the couch.And she seemed angry. She pointed at the calendar and asked, "When does school start?" I answered, "Next week." She asked, "Did you finish your homework for summer vacation?" I didn't even start. I tried to explain. I was busy this summer. I had to work. Mom said sternly, "You quit at the end of July." I'm sorry, I'll start my homework now, I answered. Mom said, no more video games until you finish.
Word power!
Wake. Wake.Wake, woke, woken. I wake up at 7 a.m. every day to go to school. I wake up at 7 a.m. every day to go to school. Couch, couch. Dad won't let us eat or drink on the couch.Dad won't let us eat or drink on the couch. Point. Point. It's rude to point at people while talking to them. It's rude to point at people while talking to them. Quit. Quit. Quit, quit, quit.Alex quit his job because he wasn't happy there. Alex quit his job because he wasn't happy there.
Okay, so the story begins. Oh no. The story begins. This morning I woke up and went straight to the living room to play zombies.
Without brushing the teeth?
Yeah, he walked into the living room.
I think you're right.
Because he's kind of a zombie now. Mm-hmm. So he woke up. Well, when you wake up, you stop sleeping. Okay, that's the moment when your eyes open and sleeping is over. Now you are going to do something. Now, there's a difference between wake up and get up, right? When you wake up, you stop sleeping. But sometimes, like on the weekend, you might lie in bed, you might read a book or...Listen to the radio, play with your phone, and then an hour later, maybe, you get up. So wake up is just stop sleeping, right?
You mean to wake up is to stop sleeping?
Ready? Three.
Get up is leaving the bed.
That's right. When you stop, when you wake up, that's when you stop sleeping. But then you could stay in bed, right? Some people do. You might watch TV or just lie there, or whatever. And then you actually get up and get dressed, brush your teeth, whatever. That's get up. Wake up is just stop sleeping.
诶，所以这个很重要，因为对我们来说，醒来啊，起来啊，你起床没？你醒了没啊？好像都一样诶。可是在英文当中的 wake up 是没睡觉醒来的意思。那我们先看一下这个动词的三态 ：wake、woke、woken。它的过去式是 woke w o k e， 那么过去分词呢是 woken w o k e n。那我们刚刚说醒来是 wake up， 可是如果没有离开床、没有起床的话呢，只是醒来的动作，那就是醒而已哦。如果当你已经起床、已经离开床，才叫做 get up。Get up.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Our example sentence, I wake up at 7 a.m. every day to go to school. I wake up at 7 a.m. every day to go to school.
那蛮好的。Most students here, I think they wake up and get up probably at 6.
Really? 6 a.m.?
6 a.m.
That's very early.
They go to school early, before 7:30, I think.
They must be very tired by the end of the day.
很累啊。
Oh, gosh,
They are tired in the morning.
They're tired in the morning, too. Yeah, well, of course, they've been studying all night as well. All right, well, this day, David woke up. He started to play the game Zombies. But Mom was sitting on the couch. She's sitting on the couch or the sofa. Mm-hmm. That's what we call a couch, maybe, in the living room. And she seemed angry. Maybe he's sitting on the couch next to her and she's kind of staring at him like he's just trying to play zombie. But it's on the couch, of course. A couch is a long chair or seat for two or more people. It's probably in your living room. It's quite comfortable, right? Mm-hmm. You can sit on it. If you're the only person there, you might even lie down on it. But a lot of people will sit on the couch to read a book or watch TV or play video games in the living room.
对啊，所以通常都是在客厅的沙发，我们会说是 couch。通常这个 couch 沙发呢是比较长的，可以两三个人一起坐。
Mm-hmm. For example, Dad won't let us eat or drink on the couch. Dad won't let us eat or drink on the couch. It must be a very nice, very new couch.
对啊，不然如果吃东西掉在沙发弄脏怎么办？
Yeah, but, you know, if you're watching a movie, it's nice to eat some popcorn or drink some, you know, juice or something like that.
Right.
A lot of people also won't let their dogs go on the couch.
Of course not.
Right, because they don't want it to get dirty from the dogs.
对啊，等一下有很多狗毛或者是尿尿怎么办？
My cat loved my couch. She loved it. It was her little home.
Cats are different.
Cats are different. Mm-hmm. Why are cats different?
他们很爱干净啊。
Yeah, they're clean. That's true.
对啊。
And they don't have so much hair. Anyways, so there they are on the couch. Mom's not happy. Mom points at the calendar and she asked, when does school start? When does school start, David? And David answered, next week.
Next week.
Next week. What's the problem? So Mom was pointing. When you point at something, you make your hand like this, and you do this so someone looks over there. So look at that. Look at that. Look at this. Look at that. I'm pointing at things.
Point. That's not very good.
Exactly, as our example sentence says, it's rude to point at people when talking to them. But I'm not talking to you, so now it's not rude.
Anyways, point 这个字呢，它本来有一点的意思啊。如果你用手指着人家，这就是 point。所以这个动作呢，就是 point at someone or something. Of course, it's rude.
It is.
It's not nice.
Exactly,
it's
right.
Impolite.
It is. Someone should cut off your finger with some scissors.
So don't.
Point
at people like
that. Okay, I won't.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.All right, so she points at the calendar. Of course, this is what shows the days, the weeks, the months. And it must be, you know, August or September. She says, you know, summer is finishing soon. And then she asks, did you finish your homework for summer vacation? So he had work from school. He's had 3 months or so to do it. So she wants to know, did he do it? Is it finished? Is all the homework done?
But David said, hey, I didn't even get started.
Well, no, he didn't say that because would be in trouble. He's thinking, I didn't even start. And then he tries to explain. He says to his mom, what does he say?
I was busy. I had to work, you know.
Oh, so okay. Yeah, I was a pool boy. I was working. I had a lot of things to do. But then Mom said sternly, when you're stern, you do it kind of in a serious, angry kind of way, all right? That's how your parents will talk to you or your teacher when you do something wrong, when they're warning you, you do that again, you're in big trouble. Something like that, okay? So she says sternly to him, you quit at the end of July. Okay,
so that was like,
that was like a month ago. He stopped working, so he wasn't really so busy. When you quit something, you stop doing it, okay? We often use this when you leave a job, right? You've been working somewhere, maybe you found a new job, maybe you want to go back to school, maybe you have no time. So you call your boss or talk to your boss, say, sorry, boss, next week I have to leave the job. You know, I have to quit because I'm moving to another city or whatever. I'm too busy. But you stop working. You leave your job.
所以其实 quit 它本来有中断的意思。那么如果工作的中断就表示你自己提出辞呈，你就是辞职咯。所以如果你要说工作做到一半就没做，我七月底就辞职啦，这个动作就可以用 quit。不过这个字要小心，它的三态都一样哦。它的三态是 quit, quit, quit.
Oh, that's easy.
Quit, quit, quit.
That's very easy. It's the same all the time. For example, Alex quit his job because he wasn't happy there. Okay, well, you know, if you're not happy in your job and you can find another one, yeah, quit. Anyways, David says, I'm sorry, I'll start my homework now. Okay, Mom really wants him to do that. Mom says, no more video games until you finish.
而且重点是啊，其实妈妈刚刚在指着那个 calendar 的时候，她的态度就是非常的 stern, sternly. Mom said sternly. 那个 sternly 啊，其实就是很严格、很严厉的意思。所以像老师或父母亲很生气的时候的那种态度，就可以用 sternly 来修饰，比如说老师说或妈妈说什么什么 ，Mom said sternly， 很严格、严厉的意思。像现在也是一样 ，No more video games until you finish.
Oh, so he has to do all of the homework and then he can play video games again.
Right.
Wow. Okay.
不过啊，我们在这边看到一个表示时间的一个连接词，或者是介系词也可以，它叫做 until。until 中文翻成直到什么时候。才如何如何，可它到底怎么用呢？其实 until 后面加的时间，我们只要记好 until 强调的是这个时间点之前发生的动作。比如说你昨天在等妈妈回家，或者是等爸爸加班回家，等到好晚，我等到12点耶， I waited for you until 12. 那么你就想12点之前做什么动作呢？做的是等的动作，所以你可以说 I waited for you until 12. 它要强调的是时间之前发生了什么事情。所以为了要更了解 until 的用法，现在我们来看看英文快译通。
英文
快译通
，Oh yeah！
Hello， 大家好，我是 Vincent， 欢迎收看今天的英文快译通。想要学好英文，其实真的不要一直死记文法以及单字，更重要是要你在沟通的过程当中能够分析到句子里面细微的差异，并把这些差异呢挑出来，然后呢把它运用到你的日常生活当中。这样听起来是不是似乎有点困难呢？没有关系，我们赶快进入今天的课程吧。今天要跟大家介绍的是 until 这个时间介系词。Until 表示的是一件事情或者是一个行为的结束，后面通常会接上一个明确的时间点，表示某一件事情或者是某一个行为会在这个时间点或是这个时间点以前结束。但同学们要注意的是 ，until 的前面连接肯定句或者是否定句，整句话的意思会出现截然不同哦。那么在阅读跟使用的过程当中，你必须要去留意 until 到底前面接的是否定句还是肯定句。举个简单的例子。I was at home until midnight. I was at home until midnight. 指的是到午夜之前我都会在家，但是过了12点，午夜12点之后呢，我就出门了，我就不在家了。如果这个句子变成是一个否定句的话呢， I was not at home until midnight. I was not at home until midnight. 意思就会是我午夜之前人都在外面， 午夜之后我才会回到家。两个句子只差了一个否定词 not， 意思可是相差了十万八千里呢。另外，当我们使用否定句加 until 的句型的时候呢，其实还可以使用一个非常常见的说法， It is not until 加上时间副词加上 that 子句。所以以刚刚那个句子 I was not at home until midnight 就可以改成 It was not until midnight that I was at home。It was not until midnight that I was at home。 两个句子的意思完全相同，但是第二种的表达方式呢，它虽然比较长，可是它的表达却比较优雅，同学们不妨把它记下来。最后再跟大家分享一下，很多母语人士他们会在口语的绘画当中使用 till 来代替 until， till T-I-L-L， 相较于 until 它省略了一个音节，会让句子听起来比较顺比较简单。比如说，我会爱你到天荒地老海枯石烂，这个句子在英文里面就会是 I will love you till the end of time， I will love you till the end of time， 跟 I will love you until the end of time， 大家有没有听出来这中间微妙的差别呢？英文快一通，我们下次见咯，拜拜。
Oh, sounds like David is going to be really hitting the books. That's like studying and working on his schoolwork so that he can finish all of his summer holiday homework. Mm-hmm. Did you get a lot of homework from your school, you know, here in Taiwan when you were a kid? Do the teachers give you a lot of homework? Like every teacher gives math homework and geography and science and Chinese and everything?
I think you're right.
Really?
We do have a lot of...homework.
Okay.
Only for summer vacation.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
In all the different things you study.
All the different things.
Oh,
but
okay.
But now I think the situation is better because we have a different kinds of homework, like you have to go to some exhibitions.
Oh, okay.
去看一些展览啊, and you have to do something, have some kind of work instead of just...You know, drills
just
and
writing
drills.
Reports and stuff like that. Interesting. Well, that's good because it gets people out of the house and maybe seeing some new interesting things they wouldn't see. Okay. Cool.
对啊，所以你看，像 David， 当然还是有很多 summer vacation 的 homework 要做咯。
That's right. So we're going to find out what's up with David and his homework. I hope he gets it finished soon. He wants to enjoy the last few days of his summer holiday by...You know, playing video games or whatever, but not by doing his homework. So work hard, David, and we'll be checking in with him and you tomorrow. All right, we'll see you then.
Bye-bye.
Please mark the answer sheet.
Please mark the answer sheet.
Hello, 大家好 I'm Tim.虽然才刚开学不久，但我发现有些学校已经开始考试了。今天我们要教大家一个在考试时可能会听到的句子，那就是 Please mark the answer sheet， 请在答案卡上画记作答。没错，现在很多学校已经都不直接将答案写在考卷上，而是写在答案卡 answer sheet 上面。这边我们看到一个动词 mark，就是给什么做注记的意思。例如，今天你把喝剩下的饮料放在冰箱里面，为了不要跟其他人的饮料搞混了，你就可以说 Please mark your cup， 请在你的杯子上做记号，以免跟其他人搞混了。 Mark 除了当动词之外，还可以当名词，就是标志、标记的意思。例如刚刚那句话，你就可以说Please put a mark on your cup. 而 sheet 这个字就是代表纸张的意思。所谓的 answer sheet 就是答案纸、答案卷咯。但其实 sheet 还有一个常见的意思，那就是床单或者被单。而 change the sheet 就是换床单。你可以说 Mom helped me to change the sheets. 妈妈帮我换了床单。最后 Tim 老师要提醒大家，考试时前千万别忘了在答案卡上画记作答哦。小聚会，我们下次见咯。
Please mark the answer sheet.
Please mark the answer sheet.
David's daily life. Nightmare before school.
This morning, I woke up and went straight to the living room to play zombies. Mom was sitting on the couch and she seemed angry. She pointed at the calendar and asked, "When does school start?" I answered, "Next week." She asked, "Did you finish your homework for summer vacation?" I didn't even start. I tried to explain. I was busy this summer. I had to work. Mom said sternly, "You quit at the end of July." "I'm sorry. I'll start my homework now," I answered. Mom said, "No more video games until you finish."
Wake, 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 woke, woken. I wake up at 7 a.m. every day to go to school. I wake up at 7 a.m. every day to go to school. Couch, couch. Dad won't let us eat or drink on the couch. Dad won't let us eat or drink on the couch. Point, point. It's rude to point at people while talking to them. It's rude to point at people while talking to them. Quit, quit. Quit, quit, quit. Alex quit his job because he wasn't happy there. Alex quit his job because he wasn't happy there.